This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Truck driver Jay is joining us again. I guess he got into a clear area. And also George in New Hampshire is with us. Truck driver Jay, are you with us?
Well, I think he's dropped out again.
yeah, we had him. We had him, and this time we did it. Okay, so George in New Hampshire, you're with us, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I wanted to share something. We were talking about these fires, and we were talking about, arson. And, George, I believe you mentioned something about a special place in hell for people like this, right?
Yeah.
Who start these fires? Well, I was thinking about a series that I was watching, Vikings. Have you seen it? We have it on DVD here. Have you seen Vikings?
I saw the original Vikings movie from the late 50s there.
Okay. This is a series. Anyway, so they have this, I guess I'm getting back to an eye for an eye, okay? And what do you do with people who start fires? Just, you put them in prison for a year or so. I mean, what do you do with them? Well, the Vikings had this really neat thing. It's like a barbecue. And they had this one guy they wanted to get some information out of. And so what they did was they had this cage, and it was horizontal, and they put this guy in his cage, and it was like a rotisserie over some coals. And they asked him some questions, and the more he didn't want to talk, the closer he became to the coals. And eventually, he decided that he would talk. And I was thinking that maybe an eye for an eye for these arsonists, because, in Portugal and Spain, there are about 500 wildfires right now. 64 people were killed in one of the wildfires in Portugal in June. It's pretty serious stuff. A lot of loss of farm animals, domestic animals, people, and then property. So, your thoughts, George?
Well, the Chinese had a novel method and a novel philosophy. They had a saying that let the punishment fit the crime. And I believe that in many instances in this so-called justice system we're in, like you say, you can put somebody away, but does it really do much good in terms of altering the behavior or teaching a lesson or even restoring anything to the victim in a concrete way? Do you mind if I ask a question, Vincent, of Gwyneth?
Sure.
Yeah. Gwyneth, yeah. I know in the land down under there, I was told that like in a lot of areas that are now more almost like desert, maybe 1,000 or more years ago, they were very lush and green. And I was wondering how you're combating that, and if it sounds like your area, you're bucking the trend trying to sort of revitalize the soil. But I'm saying, how's the wildfires in Australia?
Well, it's the eucalyptus trees that cause this desertification, okay? The thing is that when the Aboriginal people came to this land many thousands of years ago, eucalyptus trees were always here, but they weren't anywhere near as common. Okay? When the Aboriginal people came here thousands of years ago, what they would do is that they would set campfires and they would deliberately light fires to drive game in a particular direction, and also because they would burn a field, and this goes on into one area of our original topic of ancient farming methods, they would burn a field and then during the wet time of the year, and a month later it would all be green shoots. And it would draw the kangaroos in, and then they would camp nearby and wait for the kangaroos, okay? But what they didn't recognize that they were doing is that all of the trees that were fire vulnerable would die, and trees that were fire dependent, like mostly eucalyptuses, would be the ones that survived, okay? So, and they would move on to the next area, and they wouldn't comprehend that what they'd just done was that wiped out all of the trees that were actually really beneficial to the landscape, okay, like more rainforest-type species, and that the next time they came back there, which might be a year, 5 years, whenever, then there would be all these eucalyptus trees there, and none of the other trees that were fire sensitive were there because they'd all been killed by the fire. That's how Australia became the landscape that it is. And you're quite right. In practically the whole of inland Australia once was one vast lush rainforest, except for the very centre of Australia, which was a gigantic inland sea. Okay? And you'll find that many parts of central Australia, called the Red Centre, are actually considerably below sea level. And if you ask the Aborigines, they verify that, oh, yes, when we first got there, that was an inland sea. And then it dried out. And they have a legend about a great dingo dug out the Murray River and drained the inland sea. Now, probably what happened was that there was, in small letters, climate change, which was caused by the Aborigines burning off, but not through the CO2, through the changes in the ecology caused by what plants survived the bushfires and what plants and actually needed the bushfires to propagate and what plants were killed by them. That's probably more likely what happened. And then, of course, in central Australia, it dried out to such an extent that only the very hardiest kinds of eucalyptuses were able to survive. And across the southern half of Australia, there's a huge desert, and it's called Nullarbor. But nullarbor is not an Aboriginal word, it's a Latin word. Null, arbor, which means land without trees, okay, or no trees here. And in fact, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kilometres on that plain where actually no trees grow at all. And although there are more trees on the nullarbor today than what there once were, because humans are now there, and humans bring, they poop. Poop has to go somewhere. It goes into a septic system. They pump water, and gradually the areas around the roadhouses, just on account of the fact that they are pumping and using some water, collecting some water, and that they have septic systems, they are gradually becoming more fertile. And it's quite an interesting thing to watch, because the main tree that tends to grow there are two types of tree. One is called the peppercorn tree, And the other one is various species of Mallee eucalyptus, which are not a tall tree. They might not be any taller than about 10 feet tall. They have a gigantic taproot, something like an enormous carrot, and which continually sends up branches. And, you know, you can cut the branches, and within about 10 years, it will have grown an entire new top set of branches, because this taproot, it goes down and it taps the groundwater, and that's how they are enabled to survive. And they germinate after the very, very, very occasional wet years that you get in the Australian outback, which might only occur a few times in a decade. And yeah, so that's the thing about the Australian ecology. It's completely man-made. There's nothing artificial or natural at all about the Australian ecology, and it was made by human beings setting fires, both accidentally and on purpose. Yep.
George, any other thoughts?
Well, not unlike Brazil or that central Amazon basin there, where they said over the decades you'd have farmers who would torch large sections of the rainforest, and then they'd basically farm for a few years, wear out the soil with very poor management of the farming techniques that we're using. Then the cattle ranchers would hire gunmen to go in and roust them off their the land that they were on, driving them further into the jungle to restart the process again of lighting fires, clearing out the dense undergrowth, and basically just perpetuating it to the point where massive areas of deforestation since the 70s anyway. And, you know, aided and abetted by the government, who wanted to rapidly, you know, industrialize the central base and become like a world superpower. And that has a lot to do with the quality of our atmosphere today being so depleted.
Yeah, I would tend to agree. And I would also tend to agree that if they don't do something about the Amazon rainforest pronto, that it's going to turn into a vast desert within a generation, and that the Amazon River is actually likely to dry up because it's the trees that create moisture, and actually droughts in the Amazon are becoming more common every single year, whereas when I was a child they were practically unknown.
We'll be right back. Georgia, New Hampshire, Gwyneth Isaacs, and me, Infinelli.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
ProPure water filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're going to try something a little different right now. We've got truck driver Jay back with us. At the same time, we've got George in New Hampshire. At the same time, we've got Gwyneth Isaacs and me, Vin Finelli. Jay, you were trying to get with us. Tell us about some of your experiences with these fires.
Well, the topic I got cut off, I'm stopped now. The CB, the Citizens Band Radio, schools, I was talking to a couple of students for Stevens Trucking. Not a lot of them have CDs because their instructors tell them, you don't want one of those, it's pointless, it's useless, you know, there's nothing but garbage on there. I've talked to some absolutely awesome drivers, give really good information, just talking about trucking stuff. But it's a tool, and especially during the wintertime when there's a lot of snow and ice on the roads, you want to know if there's an accident up ahead so you can start slowing down so you don't get into that accident.
I was just doing a quick calculation. I got my first operator's license, if you will, when you are required to have a citizens band license. I got mine about 52 years ago, and so I had one, and I had a citizens band radio, and it was really educational, and that was, you know, the days when people were polite that used it. There was no profanity. It was self-policing. And then it got to be really trashy. And as your instructor, truck driver instructors were mentioning, and I hope it's been cleaned up since then, but it was really, really trashy. But, yeah, it's a great tool. You're absolutely right. And I still have a Citizens Band radio here at the farm. So, yeah, thank you for that, George. Anything else you want to share with us?
Yeah, if I may, is
sure.
I know
sure.
You're aware of this. Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. And I'm not sure if Gwyneth, the truck driver, or Jay knows. It's you remember the secret weapon that the Japanese used against us from about the middle to the latter part of World War II? Concerning launching airborne incendiary devices with balloons that were carried on an air current that goes directly from Japan straight over the United States, specifically in the Pacific Northwest and the West Coast.
Yes.
And they said that there was a complete blackout in the newspapers and in the radios because they were afraid that if the Japanese knew that this was taking effect, they were going to even launch more, which would have taken so much manpower, energy, money, and time away from the war effort, just trying to contain these wildfires out in the Pacific Northwest, so that the Japanese did the program for about 6 months, and they said there was a church group one time where one of these things came down in a picnic area. And I guess one of the curious members of the group, probably a young child, walked over and picked it up. And inadvertently, it was set off when it would break. It was designed so when it would come down, the various incendiary compounds inside of the ceramic orb would basically react once they were broken and mixed and immediately ignite. And they said supposedly that was the only casualties was that particular group. But they said that the Japanese gave up the program because having their spy network not detecting any reporting of the effectiveness of this thing, they decided to just give up the program altogether. But I believe that for years after World War II, a lot of them touched down and for one reason or not did not go off. And I believe that as time and the elements broke them down, I believe that they might have accounted for a lot of the fires that were set in the 40s and the 50s. And on that, I'll just get off and I'll let you discuss what you're doing, okay? And I appreciate
the program.
Very
good point.
Talking to everybody.
Thank you, George. Thank you.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're back with Gwyneth Isaacs, and we're going to be talking about ancient farming techniques. We talked about wildfires, but Gwyneth, I just want to share one thing. You know, I get I get sidetracked sometimes during the break. I get sidetracked a lot. And this is a story on 11alive.com, 11alive.com. And it says, arrest warrant. Mother put children in oven, turned it on.
Oh, my God.
In Atlanta, yeah. An Atlanta mother accused of killing her two young sons, putting them in the oven and turning it on, according to an arrest warrant. Authorities say that LaMora Williams, L-A-M-O-R-A, called police and said her children were dead.
Oh,
and, yeah, they found the bodies of a one-year-old son, Jakarter, J-A apostrophe, K-A-R-T-E-R, Penn, and two-year-old Keyanta Penn, that's K-E-Y-A-U-N-T-E, Penn, and a third boy, three-year-old Jameel, J-A-M-E-E-L, Penn, Jr., was also found. He was unharmed. But so it looks like she put them in the oven, turned it on, killed two of them.
Now, oh,
this is... this is as sick as it gets, absolutely as sick as it gets. And the reason I'm mentioning this is wildfires, that's sick. This is sick. We're sucker-punching the elderly as they walk down the sidewalk, that's sick. I mean, we're doing a lot, seeing people at an event and taking a vehicle and driving into them, that's sick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are doing some really, really disgusting things to each other. It's got to stop. And I don't think there's going to be much progress in getting these things to stop until we have an eye for an eye or let the punishment fit the crime.
Mm-hmm.
That was my comment.
My thoughts on that is that mother will have to live with that forever. She has done that to her children. And, you know, what was going through her head? You know,
maybe drugs. Maybe drugs were going through her head.
It probably is drugs. But you know, she's sobered up and realized that she's actually killed her two babies.
Yeah.
I couldn't begin to imagine. I'm not sympathizing with her at all. I think that what she did was absolutely disgusting. But, you know, I would say that in prison, she should probably be put on a suicide watch because she's going to have to live with herself, and probably most women would not be able to live with themselves knowing what they've done to their precious babies.
Mm-hmm.
It would have to be a really, really evil woman to not at all care that she's killed her children in such a horrific way.
Yeah. Yeah. Ancient farming.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. The first 1.5 hours of this broadcast could have been how not to do it. That's, you know, the a lot of ancient cultures and tribes did do what in Australia is called fire stick farming, okay? That makes a short-term green growth, but it fundamentally changes the ecology towards species that actually encourage fire. And these species, they also tend to rob the soil of nutrients and moisture. And it's not just eucalyptus trees. In other parts of the world, it's various types of pine trees and cedar trees, okay, have a similar effect. If you look in a pine forest, nothing grows underneath them, and that also is a fire ecology tree, okay? And it's also a tree where, you know, often you do get massive wildfires in a especially Pinus radiata system. But how you have to do it is this. You have a small set of tools, and you use those hand tools to manage your own property. And personally, I have a spade. In fact, I have a couple of spades, okay, in case anybody feels inclined to help me. And I have what's called a star picket whacker. I don't know if you know what that is.
It's well, like we don't call it that, but we call it a fence pounder, fence post pounder.
Yes. I'm sure it's the same thing. It's a tube with a lump of lead fused into one end and a couple of handles on each side.
Right.
And
it weighs about...
For pounding star posts.
It fits over... When we talk about star posts, I believe we call them in the United States T-posts, because if you look at the end of them, they're shaped like a T. Is that what you're talking about?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, yeah, and so we call them T-posts. And what you do is you take this tube, this heavy piece of pipe, in our case, has two handles, as you've described, and it has it fits over a piece of pipe about 2 feet long. About 2 feet long. It fits over the end of the post that you want to pound in, and you slam it, and you hit it again and again and again, and eventually the post goes in the ground. And the idea, the reason it's a pipe with the end welded shut, is so that you can kind of guide where this T-post is going. You know, you can control the angle, left, right, forward, backward. And it works really well. It's loud, so we always wear hearing protection when we do it. But it's loud, and it's heavy, and sometimes of the year you just can't do it. I mean, it's like pounding a piece of steel into concrete.
Winter's the best time to do that job when it rains for us. Probably summer for you because the ground's not frozen.
that's right.
The effect's probably the same.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was thinking about a trick that would work. Do you have 1 gallon milk jugs, kind of plastic milk jugs? Do you have them in Australia?
We do.
Okay. What I was thinking is if I needed to pound in a post and it was like rock hard ground, what I probably would do is take a 1 gallon milk jug or something like that and take a pinhole and poke a pinhole in the bottom of it, fill it with water, and put it right over the area that I wanted to pound the post in. And drop after drop after drop of water very slowly would come out of that milk jug. And after a day or two, I might be able to pound that post in. What do you think?
You could probably do that. That would probably be a good idea. What I do, if I really need to get a star post in, is I hack out a shallow hole, and it quite literally is hacking out a shallow hole, and I pour some water into it, and then I come back, maybe an hour later after the water is soaked in, and I dig the soil out and repeat the process. But usually that has to, normally I wait until winter when it actually rains. But the thing is, there's also the star post extractor, okay, which is a rather interesting looking tool which works on a leverage mechanism and actually pulls the star post out, okay? And that and a pair of linesman pliers and the wire, okay, that forms your fences. Once you've got your fences, you form a certain number of paddocks. That enables you to rotate your livestock, okay? Now, you should probably have the paddocks of such a size, the fields of such a size, where your livestock is going to spend about a week on each field, okay? So the size of your field is going to vary depending on how much stock you anticipate putting on there. And if you have between 8 and 12 paddocks, then you should have feed for most of the winter. And then you don't need to do the hay thing, okay? You constantly, and it takes a lot of work to put these to put these paddocks in, okay? And probably, ideally, you should have one paddock for each week of your hay season, okay? So when it gets towards the end of the year and you know that your stock is going to, you know, is going, that the grass is going to stop growing soon, okay, then you begin to think about the rotation, and you're also rotating the paddocks through the year. This reduces the fire load, okay, especially in an arid-type climate. Now, you would have to adjust this to your own climate because, obviously, snow kills grass, okay? You're still going to have to do the hay thing if you're in an area that has deep drifts of snow every year. And then you'll just have to get out there and try and get your community together with a scythe. And this is what I was, you know, this is where today we are lacking because, you know, getting a hay crop in by hand is just really, really, really hard. And then you would have to think of another way to supplementary feed your animals over the winter. And it would be possible. I'm actually experimenting at the moment. There is a type of beet called kale chalmulia. Sorry, that's the mangel wurzel is the type of beet. It's a feed beet. They grow to be 5 and 10 kilos in size, so around about 15 to 20 pounds.
Hold that thought.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustained winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
taxes, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's top?
Today you've got your.
Take my. When you go to the theater for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we're talking about farming without tractors and without machinery that requires petrochemicals. And we're talking about rotational grazing. Gwyneth, just as a note, we use rotational grazing here on our farm, and we have a lot of paddocks. And what we've done is we've divided the land into smaller areas, and we use what we call step-in fence posts. And what they are is steel rods with a spot on the at the bottom where you could push it in with the with your foot, and,
yeah, and
they're all
got
steel
a,
except
the pigtail
for
pigtail at the top, and you put your electric fence wire.
Yeah, curly Q.
Yeah,
and that's the
that's
way
right.
we do it. But you've got to have moisture in the soil to do that, right?
You do. I'll tell you what, just really quickly, because I know we have a very, very short time. In the days before tractors were widely available, especially in England, they used to grow fodder crops, okay? And two common ones were turnips. And remember, England, they have a lot of snow. Scotland, they have a lot of snow. They used to grow turnips. Okay, and they used to also grow, what I mentioned before accidentally was kale chaumulia. Okay, that's a type of kale. It's also called the walking stick kale. It grows to be about 5 feet tall, and it will actually grow in freezing conditions. Okay, it'll also survive drought once it's established, but you've got to get it established in the summertime preferably planted in the spring so it grows through the summer, and then in the autumn or in the fall, it begins to get to a really mature height of 4, 5, or 6 feet tall. And you have that in a fenced-off field, okay, where the cattle can't get to it. You go through and you pick the leaves each day and you feed them out to the cattle. Now, you might think, well, I'm going to need a big area of that, and you're absolutely right. This is how you do it. You go with your spade and you dig a small hole, maybe 6 inches deep, or you fork over a small area of soil to make a bare patch. You plant the seed there. You go 1 foot to the side and you do the same thing, or maybe with the kale chamoolia, about 18 inches to one side, and you do the same thing. And you do this all through the field. Yes, it's going to take a long time. Yes, it is labour-intensive. That's why most farmers use tractors. Tractors just take a whole lot of the work away. But maybe yeah. One day tractors won't be there. You know, especially if things keep going the way that they are. It's really good to know how to do things without a tractor if you need to, okay? Mm-hmm. And so if you could plant 100 chalmolias in one day, you would be doing well. And then the next day, another 100. If you could do that over a period of a month of, say, having 25 working days in the month, okay, then that's 2,500 chalmolia plants planted over a period of 1 month. And, yes, it's a lot of work, but so is bringing in hay. So is just about everything else on a farm. And the thing about the chalmolia is it keeps growing through the snow, through the ice, through the frost, keeps making its leaves, and you go through, you pick the leaves, and you feed them out to the cattle each day.
Is there any way you can do it without picking the leaves?
Can the
cows get in there and just eat the leaves and not destroy the plants?
Destroy the plants.
Yeah, okay.
You would have to have them fenced off because they would actually demolish the whole plant.
Yeah.
Okay, but if you go through there each day with, a hand cart or a wagon, or a wheelbarrow or something, and just pick vast quantities of these and put them out to the cattle. Then
I'm intrigued.
Feed your cattle.
I'm intrigued with what you're saying. A problem that I'm encountering is in the winter we feed 3,000 pounds of dried grass a day. And,
that's going to be a lot. But maybe I'll tell you what you could do quickly. Train a couple of your cows to harness and get them into a plow. Find out how to do that. Or
yeah.
Get some of your steers and turn them into bullets.
We'll see you on Thursday. You've got some information for Rick Miller. Yeah, we'll call you on Thursday.
Yep.
Gwyneth Isaacs, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, you can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.